Everybody say hi to Armand Shine.
Welcome to the Coach's Show.
Hey.
Hey, no problem. So I'm talking to some coaches this summer, and we're talking about the different position groups. So we're saying, you know, who are we going to get to replace Devontae Booker this year? And they're like, well, you know, we've got this freshman named Zach Moss, got Joe Williams coming back. We've got, you know, Marcel Manalo, and keep an eye on this guy. We got this guy that's coming in from JC, a little bit of a late addition to the roster, but this guy Armand Shine, he might be pretty good. I guess they were right. They knew what they were talking about when they brought you in here. So you arrive late on campus. Walk me through how you get from American River to Salt Lake City and the University of Utah.
I pretty much, my grades checked out pretty late with all the different schools. So I started getting a lot of offers late. And then a lot of people at ARC was talking good things about Utah. And I felt like my mom was liking it. So I just pushed for it to come here.
So did the fact that the guy before you at American River have pretty good success, did that help you in a choice too? Did you know Book at all when he was there? Did you meet him? Did you talk to him at all?
No, I never met him. He left before I got there. And one of the old coaches that coached Devontae at AR, he was telling me how Utah was a good place to be. So.
Did you know anything about Utah football before you got here?
No, I had nothing.
You know, they've had some pretty good running backs here for University of Utah. They got a history of putting some pretty good running backs, a guy named Jamal Anderson, the old Dirty Birds in the league, and Mike Anderson played for the Broncos, won himself a Super Bowl, and they've always had some pretty good running backs. I guess you've learned it since you've been here, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So Coach Erickson's your position coach?
Yeah.
There's a guy that's got a few stories. He's coached a few dudes in his day, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You like Coach Erickson?
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool. I like talking to him. He's solid.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that everybody seems to gravitate toward, whether you're from junior college or high school, whether you've been around the block a little bit. Dennis seems to relate to everybody pretty well, doesn't he?
Yep. Pretty cool.
All right, so you're in the offense now. It's a three-headed attack. There's you. There's the young fella, Zach Moss, and then there's Troy McCormick. You guys each do a little bit something different, Armand. What is it that you kind of see yourself in your role as in the running game?
I see myself as somebody that reads the blocks. Runs aggressive, makes people miss when need be, run through people when I need to. Just pretty much try my best to do it all.
I kind of called you the other day on the broadcast kind of a battering ram. A lot of those fourth and one, fourth and twos that Coach Witt's been going for, you seem to kind of find your way to the line, and you're not afraid of contact, but there was one play where you hit the line and then just squirted through for about 4 or 5 yards, so... You don't mind the contact, do you?
Nah. When I was a little younger, I didn't like it that much. But as I got older, I got it.
Now, we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So what happens when Armand Shine gets in the open field?
We've
seen a lot of 5, 10, 12-yard runs. What happens when you break free and get to that second level? Can you outrun people?
Oh, yeah. I got faith in my speed.
Okay.
I feel like I can get to that next year.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, can we see it soon?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right, because I like those short 7, 8-yard runs. Those are good.
Yeah.
I'd like to call Armand Shine 10-5 touchdown, too.
Yeah.
That sound good? Talk to me a little bit about what you guys have this week against Arizona, and how important is it to bounce back after that tough one against Cal last week?
How important it is to bounce back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real important. You know, we can't take those days off. We still got to come back hard. Still Pac-12, which is a tough, you know, conference, so just got to be ready.
What do you know about Arizona's defense?
I know they like to blitz a lot, so that's one thing we've been working on since we got back and talking about blitzes, so getting ready to pick them up.
You know, one of the things that the guy before you, who also played before you at American River, he ran it really well. He caught it really well. But the other thing that NFL teams really like is picking up that blitz. How do you feel like you read the blitz and pick it up?
I think before I wasn't very good at it, but I'm learning it and I'm getting better at it every day. So, you know, I'm reading it, scanning the field and whatnot, so I'm doing solid.
Because you know that helps you stay on the field.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You don't want to be that guy in a pass situation where they're like, get number 23 out of the game. We got to get somebody else in there, right? And Troy likes it too.
Yeah, so just picking it up.
Picking it up, huh?
Yeah, just learning as I go.
You've been here a couple of months now. How you assimilated to Salt Lake City? Everything good?
Yeah. It was hard to breathe. I couldn't really breathe that much. But now I'm getting a little better, dropping some pounds. So, yeah, it's all good.
And I saw in the paper today, you're kind of pushing the chocolate chip cookies away a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite. Moms know those are my favorites. But yeah, I couldn't be eating them when I was out here.
You got to save them for after the game, right? That's a little reward for an after the game thing.
Yeah.
Haven't had a 100-yard rusher yet. You've come close. Zach's come close. Troy's not been too far away either. Is this the week we see a 100-yard rusher?
I believe so. I hope so. I hope I get my nice 100 this week. So that should be expected.
We'll tell Coach Roderick and Coach Harding just keep the feeding the beast, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Armand.
Thank you.
Good to see Armand Shine with us here on the Coaches Show.